Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development, as we take a look at the Wednesday card, starting off the first full week of the spring meet. It's an 8-race card, so our late pick 4 will begin in race 5 that we'll be taking a look at. Jim, before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about something we told the listeners about last week, the reduced takeout on the Daily Double, and that was a big hit, right?
It was. We had a great weekend. Obviously, we set all-time wagering record on Saturday with $29.2 million, broken all-time pick 5, late pick 5 record. But we also, the doubles were up 57.5% on Saturday compared to a year ago. So everybody is taking advantage of the 15% takeout, and it basically works out to almost a 10% increase in your take-home if you hit the Daily Double. So hopefully that will continue throughout the rest of the meet.
And there were some nice double payoffs. I took advantage of one on Sunday, as you and I are giving out a Daily Double play of the day on this podcast, too. So I hit my Daily Double that we gave out on for the Sunday card. I hit the late pick 4, and then on social media, I do an all-turf pick 3 every day and hit that for like $1,500. So didn't bet it for myself, just gave it out. Didn't want to invest enough money to cover the ticket for some other wagers I was making on Sunday, so kind of regret that, but glad hopefully some folks were able to score off the picks.
I hope so. You did better than I did on Sunday. I think we both gave out the pick 4 for Saturday as well, and it paid about $199. I got a couple
Nothing
of text
wrong with
messages
that.
Thanking me for that. So $199 is not bad on pick 4, but Sunday there were some prices, so let's see if we can get some for Wednesday.
Let's jump into it. We'll go to race 5. It's a starter allowance for fillies and mares 4 and up. They will go 6 furlongs. Who do you like?
I like Samarita, the 10 horse. Connections are not very impressive here, but so impressive with 10 out of 27 lifetime wins. The horse has found her level. She's a 5-year-old mare. She hasn't raced as a 5-year-old yet, but the last 4 races of 2023 were at Hawthorne, FanDuel, Keeneland, and Fairgrounds, and she ran well in all of them. Caught a sloppy track at Fairgrounds last time out. They moved her up to a 12-5 starter. But the race here at Keeneland at 7 furlongs in October, 75 buyer, won by 12.75. I think Samarita is the winner of this race. The other horses in here that have possibilities, I'm going to single Samarita when we get to the pick 4. Proto Magic for Juan Cano and Concepcion, the 8 horse, was 69 buyer last time at Turfway, but she's a Turfway specialist. She's won 5 races on synthetic and only lifetime otherwise. So I'm not going to use her. And then Ghostly Knight is the other horse that I looked at fairly closely for Matt Shearer, a really good trainer out of Louisville. I read Ortiz takes this one, 1-for-1 at Keeneland. So if I were using 2 horses, it would certainly be Ghostly Knight and Samarita. But I'm going to go with the outside horse and try to single here and hit something late.
I took Ghostly Knight on top. I like Irad Ortiz showing up to ride this one. Also, you've got a horse that is coming out of a barn that claimed this horse 4 starts back. So they have had some good success already with their claim. And this horse has also won here at Keeneland, not quite as impressively as Samarita, but does have a winning effort over the track. And a really nice, sharp workout earlier this month over at Churchill, 47-1 for a half mile. So I'm going to take Ghostly Knight on top. I took Goshen second, trying to catch a little bit of a price. Foster claimed this one 2 starts back off a nice effort at Turfway. And Gaffleone, who's riding really well at this spring meet, as he usually does. So I took those two and worried that Samarita might get caught a little wide because she's got speed, but not to where she's necessarily expected to clear this field. And so maybe I thought she could be vulnerable to a wide trip, so I took her third in here, mainly just trying to get a little bit better price. So I'm going to go 3-1-10 in this race. The 6th is a first-level allowance on the turf at a mile, 4-year-olds and up. I'm a little leery about my picks here because they're all mostly outside runners, and it's a 1-mile turf race, so that's a little dangerous. But I did take Alexis Zorba on top. Irad Ortiz is riding this one for Maker. This is the 4th start for the Maker barn, and The last two have been really good, and the horse has good speed, so that's where I'm hoping that Ared can get this horse out and clear them and get a decent trip from the 11 hole. The 10 is Battle of Normandy, off since September, has run well here, hasn't won, but has run well, adding blinkers, so maybe a little more speed, but I'm just worried this one projects for a little wider trip perhaps, or maybe they just have to take her back and or take him back. And so because of that and the layoff, you got Gaffleone riding, which is a plus, but I'm going to take Battle of Normandy second, try to beat him with Alexis Zorba. Poor K-Roll, the 12, Graham Motion, debut winner at 7.5, which is a two-turn race at Gulfstream. Now stretching out a little bit here, but a really bad post, but it's Motion with a horse that won in the debut. Mischievous Angel's Dangerous for Jorge Abreu, making the first start for this barn. Pratt is riding, but the horse hasn't run since August, but one first time out, and then caught Carl Spackler in his second start, so that was a pretty salty rival. And then I would take a look at maybe Malibu Springs for the Sweezy Barn. You and I both like Vincent Chaminot as a turf rider, and this horse is coming off a win, nearly two wins, got third by a neck two starts back, but a maiden going up against some horses in here that have a little more experience against better. So I think he's worth putting on the ticket, though, when we get to a pick four. How about you in race six?
I chose Malibu Springs. I thought the outside horses all had a reason not to win it. Fokero is only a second-time starter. Alex DeZorba is going to have a wide trip. Battle of Normandy hadn't been out since September, nor has Mischievous Angel. I like Mischievous Angel second simply because got a lot of room to improve off that those two races. And he won his maiden special weight, and they threw him right into a Saratoga Grade 2 Hall of Fame stakes, and obviously ran up against Carl Spackler and More Than Look, two really good horses. I've been off since then, so obviously has some issues coming back. You're taking Jorge Abreu, previously trained by Chad Brown, so that's not a plus in his favor. So I wound up, because of the outside horses having vulnerabilities, I went with Malibu Springs. I think last two races, he finished second, third by a neck in that race where Jorge Rowe won and then came back and broke his maiden next time out at Gulfstream at 5-1. Chaminot has ridden him the last four times. I like Chaminot as a turf rider. He's got a much, much better position. So I like the four of Malibu Springs for an upset here. Going to use the rest of them as protection in the pick four, but Malibu Springs at 10-1 for me.
Let's move to the seventh race, an allowance optional claimer for three-year-olds, mile and a 16th here. Where'd you land?
Well, there's no problem on the outside here. All the horses I like are on the inside. And I even like Brendan Walsh's horse a little bit, San Siro on the inside. But my pick was Native Land for Riley Mott, coming off a very impressive maiden special weight win at Oakland Park at a mile and an eighth. So they stretched this horse. They started him out at a mile, went to a mile and 16th, and finally got some distance that he really flourished at. Came from 12 lengths out of it to win by 6.25. So got some finish. I think he's going to get a little speed to run at in this race. And Native Land seems to me, cutting back from a mile and eighth to a mile and 16th, might be the play in here. Todd Pletcher has Heart in here. The three horse going to be the favorite probably off that run in the Tampa Bay Derby. Broke his maiden at Tampa, and they moved him right into a grade three, ran behind Domestic Product and got him off the Derby trail. Kitty Hawk for Vicky Oliver and Johnny Velasquez at 10-1. Rocketeer for Brad Cox and Tyler Gaffleone. A very impressive maiden win at Keeneland back in October. Has not been out since then. And Morvino for Todd Pletcher. The sixth horse gets Irad Ortiz at 8-1. You always need to play Irad Ortiz on a horse that looks like he or she is overmatched because he moves them up two or three lengths. So they go five deep with most of the inside horses in here, but Native Land, my very slim pick over Heartened.
I'm going to go five deep as well. I ended up taking Rocketeer on top. Had the nice debut win here at Keeneland at 7 last fall. That's not an easy distance at which to debut. By Curlin, so certainly should handle the added distance. And Cox does really well in these allowance races with two-turn horses. Going to use both of the Pletchers, Heartened and Morvino. Going to use Native Land. And also Kitty Hawk I'm going to throw in there. It's Vicky Oliver who points for this meet. Johnny Velasquez ride. Horse ran in Kentucky last year in the last two races, one at Keeneland, one at Churchill, were the best two. So he was improving at the end of the year, broke his maiden finally in the final start of the year in November at Churchill. And going to throw an extra price on the ticket, the horse is 10-1 on the morning line. I'm going to use that one, add that one as well. But I have Rocketeer on top. Brings us to the eighth race, second level allowance on the turf at a mile and a 16th for four-year-olds and up. And I'm going to single Greek Order in here for Bill Mott and Judmont. This horse hasn't been out since November, but I interviewed Garrett O'Rourke, who's the manager out at Judmont, and he was just ticking off the litany of horses in this that Greek Order's related to, or you know, there's a connection in, through the pedigree, and just several horses that shipped over and ran well in the States. And so Garrett said that they've been wanting to do that with this horse for you know, it was part of the plan all along, and so now at four, they're getting a chance to do that. Been working for a while now down at Payson, so it's a chance to get good and fit. And I think there's a lot of upside for this horse, so I'm going to take that one and single. Didn't really have a strong opinion otherwise. I took the 12 second, that is Balloony, for Chad Brown. Has a little recency edge. Was off from July to March and came back with a solid effort. Best a buyer figure in a race at Gulfstream. Going 7.5 furlongs from the 12 hole. That's next to impossible. And the horse ran fifth, beating only 2.5 in a decent group. So I'm going to put that one up for consideration. Also, the 6, Lincoln Highway, who was an impressive winner on the turf for Vicki Oliver at Keeneland last fall. And the turf was less than firm that day. And there's some rain in the forecast this week. So I think Lincoln Highway is a talented horse. And she has her eye on a stake around Derby week that they're looking at for Lincoln Highway. So I think he could be dangerous in here. Pipeline I'm going to use just mainly respect for the Cherie DeVoe barn. You get Jose Ortiz riding. Horse hadn't been out since January, but ran well in both starts for DeVoe. So I'm going to put that one up for consideration. But I'm going to single Greek Order. How about you?
Well, you had insider information for Greek Order, so I hadn't talked to Garrett. So I did not single him. I obviously used him. He's going to be the favorite in here and maybe go off at 8-5 or so. But I singled early in the pick four, so I can use a lot of horses here with the money that we got. And I used Pipeline for Cherie DeVoe, the one that you mentioned. And my thoughts on that horse were, he's 6 years old, got a good record on the dirt, ran a 105 buyer in the forego at Saratoga at 7 furlongs, and then came back and ran the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile at Keeneland, didn't do any good at all behind Cody's Wish. Then they tried him in the forego again at Saratoga, and now they've tried him a couple things. They put him on turf first time, or second time out, ran better, got a 91 buyer, faded at the end, got beat 2 3/4, but had the lead for much of the race. So they've not only changed surfaces, they've changed running style, and I think he's got enough speed to get to the lead here. And I just think Cherie DeVoe is one heck of a trainer, and I think that you may have found something with this horse. So I'm going to take Pipeline on top. Greek Order is going to be the favorite. Deer District for Dale Romans, I don't think you mentioned that horse, but once again, they decent on the turf, has a good dirt record, but at Keeneland, ran second to Bourbon last year, or 2 years ago in October. Hadn't been out for a couple months, but ran well last time out. So Deer District's got a shot. Balloony, the one you mentioned for Chad Brown, the outside, because it's Chad Brown and Tyler Gaffley on. And one that you didn't mention, Sassy Joseph, doesn't have that many horses here, but American Diamond, the 11 horse, comes out of a win at Gulfstream at an optional highway, optional 25,000. Ran behind Lincoln Highway, the horse you mentioned last year in Keeneland in October, but it's gotten better since then. So American Diamond at 6-1 with Rosario. I can take bigger shots than that. So I'm going to go 5 deep and hopefully get a price in here.
All right, pick 4. I'm doing a $37.50 ticket for 50 cents. 1, 3, 10 to start, 4, 9, 10, 11, 12. With 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then single Greek Order, $37.50. How about you?
$62.50 for me, singling the 10 horse in the first race, and then 5 deep the rest of the way. 4, 9, 10, 11, 12, with 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, with 2, 3, 7, 11, 12, and that's $62.50.
And by the way, that interview with Garrett O'Rourke, you can see a little bit of that on the Today at Keeneland show for the Wednesday card with Scott Hazleton and Gabby Gaudette. So always good to tune that in and get their analysis. It's You can watch it through the Keeneland Select or through the CW if you're in the Lexington market. Best of luck on the Wednesday card, and we'll be back for the Thursday edition of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.